What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't
it didn't get better. We took a week off, and it didn't get better.
I'm seething in anger.
I
couldn't match your anger, and I'm at a level where I literally cannot.
Like, we didn't do an episode last... We didn't do an episode. We took a week off one, they decided, hey, let's do this episode on Tuesday because of basketball, which fucks up our whole shit. And then they give us an episode that's, like, kind of okay, and then they hit us with this shit tonight.
They took the biggest shit on our entire viewing audience.
My whole life is ruined.
Fuck this show.
We're professionals.
You're right.
We're professionals.
You're right.
We've been doing this for a couple years now, which is a weird sentence. We've been doing this for a couple years now. We can make this work. All right, pull it together. We both got to pull together. Deep breaths. In with the good. Out with the bad.
Show talking sucks. One more. In with the good.
Out with the bad.
Bro, why would they make us sit through all this bullshit? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
When you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm not!
I'm ready to be angry.
This
I'm ready
bungus
for anger.
Show
no.
has taken everything from me.
I wish this was like a joking like emotion. Like I was like... like pretending to be angry. I'm not. I'm like physically angry. I'm physically furious at this dumb fucking show. Somehow it worked out that we took a week off because of their stupid fucking programming. That it ended up working for this fucking week. And it moves into what we just had to sit through was the dumbest fucking thing they've ever done.
And here's the thing. It works out that we took a week off. Because this episode that aired tonight, the one we just watched, had basically zero content in it.
It was the biggest waste of 2 hours of my life.
Wait, let's talk about...
And I took the SAT. Haha, topical.
And only 2 hours? That's no, like a six-hour exam.
That's like a six-hour exam.
You know, I did really well on the SAT.
I did fine.
I did astonishingly well. Like, to the point where, like, it must have been luck. Like, I guessed... I'm sure I was just like, well, let's see. 1 in 25% chance that I get...
Wait, on the first... Wait. Are you saying on the whole thing or just the first two parts?
Definitely on math. I was not good at math
first
then.
Two
I'm
parts,
not great at
I
it
I actually
now.
Remember this. First two parts, 1080. Just the first two.
And what's
great
is
that... Which is apparently that's what everyone was looking at, essentially.
Okay.
So I got over 1,000.
What's great is these numbers mean nothing anymore, because we're so old, they've changed the SAT
I've graduated already, ding-dongs.
So have I.
I know, but I'm making fun of the audience who hasn't.
Okay.
This isn't about you.
Yeah, all the high schoolers who listen to our podcast.
Yeah, ding-dongs. Hey, there's some cool teens who definitely listen to this
that's
podcast.
Maybe a handful. I don't know how many.
At least a handful of cool teens.
All right. Well, I hope not. This podcast gets explicit.
This gets rated R.
This podcast is explicit.
This has the explicit tag.
It's got an explicit tag. When you try to download it, iTunes is like, are you sure you want to download it? It has explicit
this?
Content.
Wait,
are
you, know
you 18
you know
or up? Yes
you know,
or no?
You know what's a nice feeling?
What?
Is that when someone wants to download it and they say, are you sure you want to? Someone says yes.
Someone says yes.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I am sure I want to download this.
I've got a train ride coming up. Gotta listen to some jokes about a terrible TV show.
It just got worse.
That just got worse.
I thought we found the bottom of the barrel. Nope.
No!
I punched through it.
Oh my god, we didn't though.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about last time we convened.
We were sitting down.
You were having a moment.
I was very upset. I'm still upset. My life hasn't gotten
better. And you deserve to be upset.
Yeah. No, I know. My life hasn't gotten better. Just in general, not just within The Bachelor.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
We know.
Yeah. No. It's still.
Shit's wall to wall.
Yeah.
Shit wall to wall.
Yeah. No, I'm honest. People say, how you doing? I say, terrible.
And that's and in fact, why would you tell me that? Because the honesty is an important value.
Why would
value.
I lie?
I went to camp. Honesty is an important value.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't value honesty more than I do.
Yeah, you don't have to make me feel better.
Jared?
Yeah. Derek?
Paul?
John Paul Jones?
John Paul Jones?
Let's talk about this episode. We left off with Hannah sitting down with Triangle Man and Person Man. Use their Christian names, please.
Thanks for the reminder.
Of course. Luke P and Luke S, if you've forgotten. Sitting them down like a camp counselor trying to...
Yeah, literally doing just that.
And what's great, as we return to this, right where we left them, sitting on these two couches, they...
Being Luke, angry.
The two men, Triangle Man and Person Man, they begin to hash out what's happening between us. And there's
they
a lot
They begin to do
of,
what Hannah tells them to do, which is figure it out.
Which is figure it out. And there's a couple parts where, like, one of them will be like, well, he said, and Hannah's like, no, you're talking to him. You're not talking to me.
I loved that.
Which was very good.
I really liked that.
And then they
She was trying to be like, no, get your shit, get your house in order.
Yeah, get this together. And I'm like, I like this, Hannah. You're doing great.
Yeah.
But then, as the two boys continue to argue with each other about who said what, who told who to do what, who said what about who... You can just see Hannah's eyes
who
glaze
made who?
Over.
You made you. It's an AC/DC joke.
Great job.
Thanks.
But you start to see just Hannah's eyes glaze over, and you can hear.
Oh, yeah.
You can
yeah.
hear the sound of silence playing in her head. Just, hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm here to talk.
And
with
you just
you
hear,
again.
And as those opening notes ring, Hannah just gets up and walks away.
Just leaves.
As these two men continue to argue. And they don't even fully acknowledge that she left.
She's like, oh no, we're still having this conversation.
Yeah.
And so they still continue to yell at each other. Not even yell, but have an argument.
They talk loud. They talk loud. Hannah goes and just stares at the fireplace. You know, dramatic.
Dramatic.
Triangle Man tells Person Man, I didn't knee you in the face. And then Luke S says, then why do I have your knee print in my face? And then... They go back
well,
and forth.
Well, maybe it was like getting up and your face was in front of my knee.
Yeah.
My knee hits you. So you need me in the face. I plead the fifth.
Maybe, you know...
Double jeopardy!
My tequila company isn't even off the ground yet, man. Come on. It's like, well, all you talk about is tequila. No, that's not what I talk about, man.
Dude, I want this to be known, though, that Person Man literally does nothing wrong in this show and gets kicked off for a dumb fucking reason.
No.
And it's bullshit. Not that he was that good of a contestant... But it was just bullshit.
Yeah. At this point, Hannah decides, fuck this. This is garbage.
And there's a bunch of boys who are sad because they're not getting time to talk to her.
But does she want to talk to them? Still no.
No.
Cocktail party over. Time for a roast ceremony.
Party's done.
Party's over, kids. Let's have a roast ceremony. Send some boys out of here. Boys get to come out. And they're wearing their Sunday best. They stand on their bleachers. Hannah's standing there with a bunch of roses, and then Luke S says, "Hey, can I talk to you for a sec?"
Yo, let me talk to you. Can I copy you real quick?
Can I steal you away for a second? And Hannah's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And Luke joins the cavalcade of boys behind him and saying, "Hey, Luke P sucks. Don't forget that. I'm going home now, though. Bye."
I maybe this isn't how everyone else feels, but personally, I thought he did the right thing. Because he's sitting there knowing he's not going to get a roast.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to have to sit through it.
Yeah.
And he's just, this has gone too far. He's like, look, I can't do this no more.
Yep.
This is bullshit. I'm going home on my terms, not on the terms that he, that's what I'm saying. He's going home on the terms that he's deciding on right now.
Yeah.
Not just on how Luke P. Triangle Man uses Christian name, please. Is decided.
Yep.
And say what you will, but that means something to someone.
Yeah. No. I think he's realized at this point, like he's not.
This ain't it.
Yeah. This ain't it, Chief. He's not gonna end up marrying Hannah, and she's not gonna see things his way. If she's not gonna trust him, and the other boys,
all of the other boys saying the same thing.
Yeah. And instead, she's going to trust Triangle Man for whatever reason.
Because she wants to bone Triangle Man.
Yeah. Then ain't nothing. Ain't nothing there for him to do.
So Triangle Man hates Person Man. They're in a fight. Triangle wins. Triangle Man.
Person Man goes home.
Person Man goes home.
Person Man. Luke S. has sent himself home. That is the end of Person Man.
R.I.P.
Triangle Man beat Person Man.
Triangle Man. That was a good moment between us. That was fun.
So, now a bunch of boys, their names get said.
Some of them don't.
Some names don't get said.
Dad did have a dramatic moment.
Let's talk about Dad's dramatic moment.
So Person Man leaves. Dad comes right in, just takes a rose away.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Says nothing.
Says nothing.
Walks into this rose ceremony, just picks up a rose and walks away with it.
What a power move by Dad.
Power move. Because now, the thing is, Dad wasn't around last week.
No, he's just like, hooray! He finally was like, I guess I gotta go to this rose ceremony. He's still in California going, I don't want to go there.
He shows up at this rose ceremony, takes a rose, quickly sweeps the room and looks at these boys as if to say, don't you fucking forget who's in charge here.
Yeah, I'm the bachelor now.
Do you know who I am? I'm Christopher goddamn Harrison.
Sons of bitches.
Don't you dare forget who I am. This rose is mine. And then he eats it. He just shoves the whole thing in his mouth.
And then chews it with his mouth open. Yep. Just to assert dominance.
Yep. And then spits it on Luke P.
Person. Triangle Man.
Triangle Man.
That dick.
And then he walks out.
And everyone's like, damn.
He's like, damn, shit, motherfucker.
That was Christopher Brian Harrison.
That was Christopher Brian Harrison. And they clap.
And everyone applauds.
They clap.
What a scene.
And then Chris Harrison bursts into flames.
And is then reborn as his younger self.
And is reborn. Who gets roses? Peter.
Connor.
Dylan. Dustin.
Mike.
Kevin.
Devin.
Grant.
Triangle Man.
So we say goodbye to John Paul Jones.
You didn't say a lot.
But what you did say meant something.
And in our hearts, we're truly going to
Can I say about John Paul Jones, this is a man who truly put on his confidence.
You know, I agree. He really did.
Yeah.
I think he really found a way to just, you know, put both shoes on, both socks, probably boxer briefs.
Pantyhose,
one leg at a time. Climbed into those jeans, put on that shirt, buttoned it, tucked it in, put a belt in, threw a jacket on, tightened his tie, and put on his confidence.
But you put on all your confidence before all of that, though.
Yes. No. That's what I'm saying. Before that, he put on his confidence.
You put on your confidence.
Yeah, before you put on any of those things.
And not to get ahead of ourselves, but John Paul Jones has been confirmed for Bachelor in Paradise.
Which we did predict. I don't know if we predicted on this show.
Probably.
We might have, but we did predict that. I'm happy to see John Paul Jones going to bid. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
He's not going to be as good as Jordan. Jordan, you're our sweetest boy.
Yep.
But he'll be. I think he'll be fun.
He'll be fun to have
Cam's
around.
Cam's going
to
suck.
Can we talk, just take a quick BIP interlude?
Let's do a quick BIP.
Quick BIP interlude. BIP is coming back.
Beep, 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 beep.
Right after, very nice.
Just thought of that.
BIP Bachelor in Paradise is coming back for a sixth season. We'll try to cover it this year.
We'll do our best.
We'll try our best to cover it this year after we failed at covering last season.
We tried. Deal with it.
We've got some cast announcements. Cam is going to be there. Always be Cam. John Paul Jones. Blake from Becca's season will be there, as will Clay.
His heart has finally healed.
He's finally healed. He's returned from the sea.
Blake.
Clay will be back.
Clay!
And my...
Oh, well, that sucks. That means he broke
him
up
and Angela broke
Angela.
Up.
Angela. Like, oh, they were a beautiful couple.
They were. John Paul Jones, of course.
John Paul Jones.
Demi.
Tayshia.
For some reason, Bibiana.
Because she has nothing better to do.
Yep. And that's all the women that I remember. I think that may have been all the announcements that they made. But one other announcement that was made is that...
Wasn't there other one... I think was there one more blonde woman who was there? Was that Demi that you showed me the picture?
It was Demi. Demi. Chris Harrison also confirmed that Wells is returning as the bartender.
And Chris Harrison will be there.
No word on Yuki Poyo, but...
She was a lot of fun.
She was a lot of fun. We deserve her back. And in other BIP news, Chris R., A Man Like That with a Gun, and Crystal got married today.
No, that happened today?
Yeah.
Oh, a man like that with a gun?
A man like that with a gun.
God, I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah.
Good for them,
good,
I guess.
Good for them, whatever. People suck.
50% of marriages fail.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Not for them.
Not for them.
Not for them.
Not for them. Okay. So, okay.
Back to the...
Let's actually get into this shit.
Back to the modern era.
Start this show. Where are we going, Alex?
You remember when Cam quoted Shrek?
I do. Because he, as an ogre, is like an onion.
Yeah.
Where was Shrek from, do you think?
Well, he was from a swamp.
Right.
But he, for some reason, had a Scottish accent.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
This was our way of telling you they're going to Scotland now.
Oh! They're going to Scotland!
Oh, Scotland. I'm not going to do an accent.
I thought it was pretty good. I've had worse accents. Yeah. What was the I had like one really bad one.
My sister went to Scotland.
She did? Did she have a good time?
Yeah.
Did she eat haggis?
No, she didn't.
I would have definitely tried it. I would have hated it, but I would have definitely
tried it. She brought me back a pocket watch as a gift, though.
Oh,
really,
that's
nice
cool as
watch.
Hell.
Yeah. It's interestingly enough, has... She bought it because it has like this like lion thing on it that looks remarkably similar to the insignia of the State Alchemist from Full Metal Alchemist.
Ooh!
Yeah. And then it also... But it also... the same image appears on my mother's like family crest. Interestingly enough.
Huh.
Yeah, so it ties together a lot of things in weird ways.
That's very cool.
Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat pocket watch I own now.
Neat.
I own a pocket watch now.
I own one, but it's not here.
Okay.
It's back at home. I got it for my bar mitzvah.
Nah, of course you did. Of course you did.
I like it.
No, I'm sure you do. I'm just saying it seems like a very good bar mitzvah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I got like an inscription on it and everything. Thanks,
nice.
Dad.
Nice.
He doesn't listen to this podcast.
He should.
He would definitely not get it.
He'd be really proud of you.
He talks to me about it sometimes. He goes, can you believe what happened on that show? She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
That new guy's dumb.
Yep.
He did not like, he thought Colton was dumb.
Colton was dumb.
He didn't, but I'm saying, he knew nothing about the show. He's like, that one guy's stupid.
So, it's time for Scotland.
Time
We're
for
in Scotland.
Scotland!
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 Hannah! You know, this season of The Bachelorette has...
It's broken me.
It's broken me. It's also broken my friend Hannah. because I'm pretty sure I greet her every day. Now I'm going, Hannah!
That's very funny.
It's also completely untrue. I'm just basically just... I think I do that like once or twice. Not often enough. I don't think any of them.
You built me up for this and just let me down?
I've done it a few times.
Why do you build me up? Buttercup. just to let me down. Just gotta stop messing around, man. You know what's worse? You know what the worst part of it is? Whatever you call... you never call when you say you will. That's the problem. You never call. Have you just given up? Alice has officially given up on this Ding Dong podcast. Stop, now we gotta get to this shit. You're letting out your anger in Skyrim.
Fucking gargoyles. Where's my girl? There she is.
Okay, no. We gotta do this. Oh shit, come on. Come on.
I just want her to carry some of my dragon bones.
They're really heavy.
They're really heavy, and she can
carry...
They're worth so much. You can hold on to that too. Oh, I can't equip... No, I'm trying to give it to her. You can hold on to some of these things, Serana. She's a vampire.
No, I know. This is the Dawn Guard.
Yeah.
Did you get the bow yet?
Yeah, yeah, I just killed the guy.
Sweet bow, right?
Yeah, it's a really good bow. I'm never going to use it. I'm going to go put it in my house.
That's fine. I'm just
In fact, I'm going to go to Whiterun right now and go to my house just so I can leave a bunch of shit in
okay,
it.
Okay, can we do this podcast?
Please? Oh, okay, sure. Give me 1 second and just quick save.
No problem. Do
just
that.
Just real quick. Just plus and just system. Quick save.
Sweet.
Quick saving. Saved. All right, great.
I'm good.
Sleep mode.
Before we continue,
yeah,
I want you to know how much I love you.
I love you too, bud.
That was a beautiful moment.
So they're in Scotland now, and it's time for a date. It's a one-on-one date. It's with Mike, and it's real good.
It's a walk around.
It's a walking date, but they have a really great time.
And she like meets him at a bar. Like it's like, all right, you're the one I'm taking. Let's yep. go.
Yep. There's
they try on hats.
They try on some good hats.
That was that. You know, when I saw him put that hat on, I was like, that's an Alex hat.
Oh yeah, I've got a hat like that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I but you popped into my mind once I saw that hat. I was like, that's a very.
I do have hat. A hat. I actually have two hats like that.
Nice.
Yeah. One of them is it's an Irish hat.
I've seen that one. I've definitely seen you wear that
the
one.
The patchwork
times.
One. Yeah, I wear yeah, that yeah. one a lot. Yeah, and then I have a black one too. That I don't wear a lot. I'm not really a hat guy.
No, but that hat looks good on you.
Because I'm really more of a hair guy. Like I'm glad I grew my hair. I'm growing my hair back.
It looks good.
Because I really like having
this,
hair.
This is a good look for you.
Yeah. This new look.
This new look. You're definitely becoming alternative.
I call this look now. I call it giving up.
Ha!
It's a lot of bowling shirts, cargo
totally
shorts.
Totally giving up, starring me.
Man sandals.
Mandals.
Mandals. I've got this facial hair that's just so okay. And then my hair. And then I've got this one pierced ear. I could call this look giving up. I could also easily call this look front man for a ska band.
The lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Steve Harwell is his name. Don't forget that.
You're Steve Harwelling pretty well here.
But the thing is, you should be worried
you're
because that's
midlife Harwell.
That's just couple bleach tips away from a Fieri crisis.
Oh my god! Oh, yeah. Please, Alex, if you have a Fieri crisis, I'm giving you an intervention.
All right. Well, we'll burn that bridge when we get there. We'll burn that bridge in Flavortown, baby. Mike's on a date. He's got hats.
They got hats. They go to a bookstore. They read some poetry. They smooch.
Do they eat haggis?
They do eat some
they
haggis.
They do eat some haggis.
They don't know what it is before
and
they eat
great,
it.
And it's great because
there's an English dude there.
Yeah.
And he's like, you ever had haggis? I'm like, that guy's not Scottish.
So
they go, oh, what is this? He goes, it's a sheep's guts and sheep's stomach. And sheep's intestines and sheep's stomach. Like, you eat this? I'm English. I don't eat this shit. Like, I was like, what a cheeky son of a bitch.
I know.
What a good joke. What a jokester.
Good
go, British
he
guy.
He just pranked those stupid Americans.
You've been pranked.
You've been pranked.
You're on a prank show.
You're on a
prank show. It's called. You ate haggis. You're on my prank show.
What else is next?
They dance a little bit.
They dance. There's some.
They date.
There's some. They. There's the nighttime where they don't eat dinner.
Right.
Mike.
They go to a sweet shop and eat candy.
Yep. Mike talks about being in love and shit because he's already told the story about.
We only told the show about his partner who had a miscarriage.
A miscarriage, yeah.
I think he just really talks about like he's finally ready after like 5 years or so to like find love again. He's
yeah.
really happy and he. You know what? As much as I like Mike.
So like Mike.
No.
Do we want to talk about that again?
No. No.
You said the
that
magic
was very
words.
Very triggering, and I don't want this to happen again. No. I let you play Skyrim on this podcast. No more like Mike for a week.
Okay.
But like Mike 2.
Like Mike 2, on the other hand.
So I do happen to enjoy Mike a lot, but I feel like he just... That smile, as much as it's a beautiful smile, and he's mm-hmm. a very warm person, he just felt a little fake at a certain point in this date.
I don't remember it.
I do.
It stood out to you?
It did.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just because he was mentioning it so much, and that's like, I don't know. I think he's genuinely a nice person. There's nothing bad about him. I think he's a very good contestant. I don't know. I feel like he was just a little fake. I don't know.
Yeah, just whatever. A bit of a facade. The date goes well enough for him to get a rose.
Yes, that's true.
Hooray! Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the house, everyone has started using the term Luke Ness Monster.
Which was funny once.
Boys. Calm down. Get it? Y'all think you're clever?
Relax.
But, no more of this.
No more of this. Okay, leave the jokes to the jokesters.
Yeah.
All right? Why do you think I made this podcast with Alex?
So who's left? There's a group date. What does the card say? I don't remember. But Devin's on that date.
He's not on that date.
Is it the Luke Ness Monster?
It's the Luke Ness Monster, otherwise known as Triangle Man.
Triangle Man.
Going on a date with Hannah Brown.
So Devin, Tyler, Jed, Dylan, Grant, Connor, Dustin, Peter, Kevin, Garrett, they're on a group date. And now Luke knows that he's getting a one-on-one date. And ooh boy.
And boy, does he make it awkward. He goes, you know, I have a one-on-one date. And, you know, guys, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to talk to her about stuff. And maybe I go home. I don't know. Like, you know, maybe I'll see how I feel about her. And everyone's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Stop talking.
So I just really want to talk about this group date, though, because this group date was a lot of fun.
Because
it's also another example of Hannah's never-ending quest to hurt these boys.
And to have sex with Luke.
Yeah, but also to hurt them.
Yeah.
Hannah seems very intent on putting these boys through as much pain.
Yeah. Physical challenge!
This date involved...
seriously.
Axe throwing? Yeah. And wrestling, and
milk running,
and
like actual wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they had to like lock arms behind each other and fight each other.
It looked like a lot of fun.
This looks like a thing that we did at camp when we were like 13 or something, and definitely got in trouble for
all the time.
Definitely.
But it was awesome.
But it was how we proved we were men.
Yeah, and that's how I asserted my dominance.
Yeah, men. You know. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wrestling! Yeah!
So these, like, Scottish war reenactors come out, and they look like just burly men. Like, they are rugged.
You know, now I feel bad for even thinking about this. You remember the Scotsman from Samurai Jack?
Yes, I do.
They were all him.
They were all him! What are you doing?! Like that guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy who insults Jack for a solid 45 seconds.
And it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then does it to Aku later.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the most well-written, let's just say, lines of modern television.
I agree. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
It was
only 24 seconds.
That's fair.
But still, it's pretty solid. And I'm just going to play it because we're a little stressed for time this week.
Damn!
Some of those weren't words.
he brought cursing to a new level.
Yeah. Sorry for just blatantly playing that on our podcast.
It's how we cope.
Let's keep going because this date then becomes
they do the axe throwing. No one is good at it.
No one hits it.
Hannah hits it. It was impressive.
Yep.
They have to do that milk running thing.
Yep. Which is very Mulan, I'll make a man out of you.
Yeah, very Mulan, I'll make a man out of you.
Yeah.
And then the wrestling is kind of funny. It's cool. Then they have to put on straight up kilts.
Yep.
Like, they get in the nude.
Yeah. There's a lot of... You remember the black box that follows around some people's butts on the...
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
This one was...
Because it's showing too much butt.
The black box today was pulling double duty because it was also covering up a little gooch.
A lot of gooch.
A
lot of twig and berries.
The undercarriage there.
A lot of undercarriage.
Yeah.
So not only is Hannah just want to see these boys die, she just wants to see all their dingles and dongles.
Yeah, shout outs to the censorship department on this
episode.
They did a great job. I didn't see one nut.
Not one nut.
Not
she
one.
Was trying to get those nuts.
Oh, yeah. And then one boy, I want to say it was Garrett, decides he wants to wrestle Hannah.
And it was Jed.
Jed
was like, I gotta wrestle the queen or whatever. And he lets her beat him, and it was really good.
And then they make out.
And then they make out a little bit. Jed also pours milk all over himself at one point.
Yeah, which you know that's not going to smell good.
Yeah, no. But Hannah was also like, oh, I wish I could drink the milk off of him. She didn't say that, but she definitely
She thought it. But then she remembered that milk really starts to smell very bad very quickly.
So they definitely hosed him off quick.
I hope so. Otherwise, he was going to stink up most of Scotland, I guess.
like a Scottish moor.
Yeah. Group dates? Is there more to this group date?
Jed wins the competition.
Jed wins.
There's a couple funny things that happen at the cocktail party themselves. Yep. So Jed is the first one to go up with her after the cocktail party.
Yep.
And they're talking and having a good time. And then Hannah legitimately mounts him.
Yep.
Like, straddles him.
Yeah.
And they are just, like, they are necking.
Yep. They're really putting mouths on mouths
and
here.
And then Kevin comes up the stairs a little bit, sees them, and just like, oh, okay. And then walks down and had a very awkward moment.
Yep.
And he's like, okay. And then he's like, oh, my God, guys, I should not have walked into that. And I thought, oh, man, is this going to be some drama with Jed? And it wasn't.
Because they handled like a fucking gentleman.
They all laughed about it. And Jed even comes down and he goes, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
Yeah.
And they all laugh. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man, it's fine.
Course,
you know,
of course. Yeah, duh.
Because these boys know the rules.
They all understand how the fucking show works.
None of them are going, she's kissing other men.
And so they're all having fun. There's no drama, literally at all.
Yeah.
Even Hannah literally goes, "This day went really well, and Luke wasn't here."
Yeah.
Doesn't that say something? And everyone at home went, "Yes,
yes, Hannah."
Yes.
Hannah, yes.
You dumb idiot. And look, she's not a dumb person, but man, has she been putting me through the ringer for these couple episodes.
We're going to get to it. Because
we're going to get to it.
Oh, we're going to get into this. Oh, yeah. So, group date. Who gets the group date rose? Doesn't matter. Jed? It was Jed?
Yep. He had a
great.
Had a good week, man.
Great.
He got me hella points.
Great. Let's talk about Triangle Man's one-on-one date. Because it was bad.
It was awful.
It was bad. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. This was like...
It was so bad. Mike is even talking to him. He even has a little dialogue with Mike before he goes. And it was just awkward and shitty. And, like, he's, man. Luke, Triangle Man sucks.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like this might not be a universal experience, but like, have you ever been on like have you ever been hanging out with someone you used to sleep with who clearly hates you now?
No.
A big group situation, like I'm saying, like
no, but I can't wait to be in that situation at one point in my life.
Yeah, like where there's a whole like you're in a group situation. You're there with a lot of people. There's someone there that you used to sleep with. And it's basically just like the whole world isn't talking about something right now.
Yes.
But they want to be.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about?
They
want to talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically that. Like, they're trying really hard to have a good time, kind of. And... like, and Luke is just, this boy is just Stonewall Jackson. Like,
is he dense? Is he, like, what is going on in this kid's brain?
Like, he's not saying
anything.
And Hannah's not exactly bringing up, so why does everyone hate you?
She does a bit. She does say, though, like, why does everyone in this house not like you?
Yeah.
Why, like, stop telling me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Tell me about you. Open up to me about who you are.
Do you like mac and cheese or spaghetti? That was a real thing she asked him. And he never answered.
He never answered. And you know what? We deserve that in the fucking truth.
Yeah. Because you can make really good mac and cheese. But, like, spaghetti also holds a special place in my heart. Like,
but, like, mac and cheese over spaghetti.
Yeah, that's a really hard question for me. Because here's the thing.
Spaghetti, technically, is just noodle.
Exactly. Are we talking dry spaghetti, or are we talking about a nice bolognese?
A nice, well, what I'm saying, if you said spaghetti bolognese...
Exactly.
that's a different story.
That's a different thing. Like, am I talking...
She just said spaghetti. So technically, going by what she's saying plain spaghetti. I'm assuming cooked. No one's eating dry spaghetti. They're no. fucking animals.
No.
This is mac and cheese, a finished dish.
Yep.
Over spaghetti.
And you know my mac and cheese. I make a mean mac and cheese.
You make a phenomenal mac and cheese.
Thank you.
It was delicious.
Thank you.
And that... Mwah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But we don't know. This is like when Dean? It was Dean.
Dean.
I
like dinosaurs.
No. What's your favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur? That's what it was.
And Rachel never answered. We don't know.
It could be a plesiosaurus, for all I know.
These are important questions in relationships. I know this. First question on a date. For any
what
date.
What is your favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
If you answer incorrectly, I might just leave.
Do you like mac and cheese or spaghetti?
Mac and cheese or spaghetti.
It's really important.
Next date I go on. Hey, Alan, wow, I'm so glad we got able to get together. Mac and cheese or spaghetti?
Mac and cheese or spaghetti.
What? Mac and cheese or spaghetti.
How do you like your mac and cheese in the morning?
How do you like your mac and cheese in the morning?
And then they say,
and
what?
And your spaghetti in the afternoon.
And then they say, what the fuck are you talking about? And I say,
do you not?
Do you not eat mac and cheese after a night of vigorous lovemaking? You got to get those calories back. You can't eat it beforehand.
You can't eat it
because it's very rich.
It's very rich. It's so very rich. Thick. It's very rich in milk.
So you got to eat
it'll
it
weigh
after.
You, it'll weigh you down.
Yeah. Mac and cheese is a post-coital snack. Everyone knows this.
Vigorous lovemaking.
Everyone knows this, right?
Everybody knows this.
And that's the thing. You start with mac and cheese. Eventually, you work your way up to a nice lasagna.
A nice lasagna.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Do you want to have sex in a lasagna?
Because the thing is, lasagna is haughty. Like, if you're busting out, you know, the lasagna on like the first morning after.
Yeah.
You're gonna scare her off. All right. You gotta start small. You gotta start basic mac and cheese, but a good mac and cheese. Don't go with that box shit.
Yeah. Come on. Be
don't
real.
Go with
be
that
real.
Box
show
shit.
Show me you care.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about dating. But this is what
shut
I
up,
do
no.
know.
We know everything about dating.
But
we
this is
we
what I do
a lot
know.
From this show.
This is what I do know. Got to start small. Mac and cheese is the way to do it.
That's fair. All right? I want every woman listening to this podcast, so maybe one, to know that if you ever ask me, like after a night of vigorous lovemaking, to eat lasagna in the morning, I will ask you to marry me. In an instant.
Yeah.
Because that means you are the perfect human being for me.
But also, look, if you want mac and cheese in the morning, let me know beforehand so I can make
it. I will
it.
Make it.
I'll make
it,
but I need to have, like, I'll put it in the fridge so it can go right in the oven.
Right.
And then it'll be hot later. But, like, I need to make sure I have all the ingredients. Because
I don't want to be caught my pants down more than I already have been.
I don't want to be, I don't want to, like.
Because of the lovemaking.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure that I can, you know, provide the mac and cheese.
Yeah. I think we're just really considerate.
Yeah.
We're the future of dating.
Oh boy, I hope so. Hoo-wee, it's been
okay. So, okay, now we have to talk about this fucking date.
Alright.
Or at least finish it up. We got a whole nother episode to talk about.
Yeah, but
about.
Now I'm sad.
No!
It's alright. I'll take care of this.
No,
worry.
Stop!
Don't worry.
No!
Don't worry. I got
you're
this.
Not doing this. No! Stop! Stop this!
I was just system update. I'll do it later. Just
ha! Screw you!
Start software.
See, it didn't
okay.
even... No,
no, we're good.
Fuck you.
Alright, we're just gonna...
Stop
one
this.
One sword. And you know what? I'm gonna do, like... I'm gonna put fire in my other hand.
Wait, so where do you have to go now?
I actually don't have a quest right now. I'm going to head down I got to go.
Those gargoyles were tough, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to Whiterun. Do I have any skills? Oh, I've got some perks I can increase.
Nice!
Yeah.
Dude, that magic sword is so cool.
Oh, I use it all the time. Oh, there's someone around. Oh, Serana's mad. Oh, there's a rock in my way.
Who's attacking you?
Oh, it's a Dawnguard scout.
Did you go full vampire, or did you go...
Oh, I'm a full vampire boy.
Oh, really? You went full-on vampire? So you didn't stick with the Dawnguard?
No, I lost those fuckers as quick as I could.
Whoa.
Let's get out of here.
You're a full-on vampire boy.
Yeah. I don't fuck around. Let's fly. Fly with me.
Fly with me. Fly.
Fly. It's flying over the ocean.
Wonder Boy.
What is the secret of your power? Wonder Boy, won't you take me far away from the mucky muck land?
All right, I think we have to finish this.
Really more of a Young Nasty Man than Wonder Boy, but
he's definitely Young Nasty
Man. This is definitely a Young Nasty Man.
That's Young Nasty Man.
All right, fine. We'll just go back to...
I love you.
Love you, too. So, Luke is unsure about the mac and cheese or spaghetti thing.
He's unsure about how to fucking answer any of these questions.
Yeah.
He literally can't.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm here for you, and I want you to know I'm here for you, and so you know I'm here for you, and I want you to know that I never want you to not know that I'm here for you, and just so you know I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Great, but tell me about you, you dingus. I mean, I'm here for you. What else do you need to know?
Do you like mac and cheese or spaghetti?
You fucking dick. And that's literally how the part that she gets frustrated and she's like, I'm angry. Like, I want to talk about this shit. Stop trying to move the conversation away. Like, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Dude. And he never does. And it just sucks. And then they move into this castle. They're trying to have a good time. They're unable to have any semblance of a good time. And then eventually just goes to the fucking... To the food that they're never going to eat.
Yeah.
And it's
still... Oh, we've been talking for 41 minutes. Thank God. We're at like a normal timestamp. We can just... Great. Okay, good. I'm so glad about
that.
I
know. Thank God. Riffing had to happen.
We had to riff so much in this episode. Okay. So they go and they sit in this castle and it's great and it's terrible because this date is going poorly. What else? Then it's time for the evening portion of the date where it continues to go poorly.
Right.
Luke P. sucks.
Yeah.
And then Hannah says, look, I don't know if I can give you this rose.
And then...
Cut to black! End of episode!
Not even to be continued.
Like, they're doing us so dirty this season with this shit.
Fucking... Oh, and wait till we get into what happened tonight.
Wait, and we're about to. Let's talk about what happened tonight.
So, A, this date hasn't even fucking finished.
This date isn't over yet.
And we still need a cocktail party.
And a rose ceremony.
And a rose ceremony.
But now we have to wait a whole week for another episode. And that was the episode we watched tonight. And here's the thing. Here's why it works out that this episode should be a two-part, should be like the episode we're doing right now is a double episode. Because nothing happened this week. There was no actual content for us to get behind. So
thank God this actually ended up happening. Strangely, this is good.
This is good for us.
Literally, I want everyone to know, if we did a fucking episode last week, and we had to do an episode this week, this episode of Bros Before Rose...
Wouldn't have existed ever. Whoa.
We would not have existed. Bros Before Rose wouldn't have happened. That show's garbage. And it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's dumb, and I hate it. But this episode of the final Bros tonight would have barely been 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
It would have basically just been Alex and me playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
Literally.
We should start streaming us playing video games.
Oh my God, it would have so much fun.
We'd be so good at it. We gotta really expand our brand a little bit. We gotta get Rims and Reels back on the air.
Oh my God, like we have an entertainment. We're sitting on a potential entertainment.
What's our gaming channel? What's our game channel?
Two brothers and a video game.
No, come
and they
on.
Played as hard as they could.
Trying to think of a good one.
I am. Well, I would hope it'd be a good one.
It should be good.
It better be.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah.
Okay, because it has to be so good, we literally have to sit down and not think about it on a podcast. Because I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me.
There's a lot of pressure on us right now.
Good jokes.
To come up with a good name.
Because the people, the tens of listeners we have crave our humor.
Yeah. All right, we'll go back to when we launch our gaming channel.
When we launch our gaming channel, our Twitch, our media empire is coming soon.
Yep, we're both going to quit our jobs and just do straight media. It's going to be great.
All the media, all the time,
yep.
All the boys.
Yep.
Doing media.
Yep, it's going to be great. We're going to do Bachelor podcasts. We're going to do cooking shows, Ribs and Reels.
Ribs and Reels.
Which I feel like we could, when we bring back Ribs and Reels, we can do a little more for the cooking process.
Oh, no, it's going to, I really want to get in-depth.
No one cares about this.
Everyone fucking cares about it. There are Ribs and Reels fans who definitely listen to this
People
shit.
Still look at the Ribs and Reels page
fairly
often.
I know, it makes me feel really good.
It makes me feel really guilty that we've literally not put out new content in like 2 years.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. I've got some good rib recipes, actually.
Dude, I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. And I can pick us up some ribs. We can get all those spices together.
Oh,
we
my God,
we should have a rib day. We should do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So The Bachelorette happened again tonight.
It picks up right where it left off.
Yep.
Hannah not giving a rose to Luke on this fucking one-on-one.
And do you remember when, like, the number of times, like, I'm thinking mainly of Lauren B on Ari's season, when she told Ari she was, like, falling in love with him, and Ari just booked it into the woods?
Yes.
That's
just
kind
to,
of...
Just to go, she told me she's in love with me. Okay, I'm back.
That's kind of Luke's response to not getting a rose, which, honestly, more understandable.
This is the one time I'm going to kind of understand what he's doing.
Yeah, he just kind of goes off into the woods. Which, like, okay, this man basically got dumped on television, and I'm like, and like, you know what, when I get dumped not on live television, I don't go running into the woods, but I want to.
But I want to. What I do.
Actually, to be fair, there was one time I just went to Chicago for a week.
You did?
Yeah.
But what I do.
I got dumped, I was like, fuck this! And I went to Chicago for a week and didn't talk to anybody. Yeah, they were like, where are you?
You had
like,
a great time.
I'm in Chicago. Just fucking dipped.
You ate a deep dish.
I ate deep dish. We talked about my feelings about Chicago. But eventually Luke and Hannah sort of like meet, like reconvene. There's some words shared, and all of a sudden Luke ends up back at the house.
And is baptized.
Yeah, there was like a brief like thing of like,
even though you didn't get a rose, which usually means
you're going
off
home.
The fucking show.
Yeah. He was
he's
like
staying.
He goes back to the house and he's like, yeah, I didn't get a rose on my date, but Hannah said I could stay, so which you know, I'm not happy about that, but I'm glad I get to stay. You know. It's all good.
Yeah, bro?
And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on, Hannah? So now what goes on is a cocktail party of madness.
Can I give the one little thing before the cocktail
party? Oh, hit me, please.
I'm so sorry. But it was him going into a fucking church. Apparently it was like taking a shower and like had like God came to him or some shit.
Well, you know,
when
he took a shower and God came and God spoke to him. So he went to a church, you know, to talk to God again. Like that scene in the 2007 Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3 when Eddie Brock goes to the church and says, God, please kill Peter Parker. Meanwhile, Peter Parker is up in the bell tower of the church learning that the black suit, the symbiote, is weak to sonic vibrations. So
yes.
When he starts hitting the bell, the suit starts to come off of him. And because he just realized, oh, the suit is evil.
It was Topher Grace playing
Eddie Brock. Yeah, Topher Grace is playing Eddie Brock. So Peter is upstairs...
Because he doesn't like who the symbiote has turned
exactly.
Him into.
Exactly. Well, because he's like listening to jazz music and like giving people jazz hands on the street and getting very close to a microphone at a jazz club he doesn't work at just to embarrass his ex-girlfriend and says, now dig on this, as he dances with Gwen Stacy. So back in the church, though, the suit is like falling off of him and dripping down onto Topher Grace, essentially creating venom. But interestingly enough, do you know in Spider-Man 3, the movie, they never actually refer to that creature as Venom? Not even once?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
They never call him Venom.
Because
he's not around long enough to establish him.
Yeah. Also, the exterior shots of the church, Grace Church, where I went to school.
Very cool.
Yeah. Really neat.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually was out in Queens today, and I thought, what if I start... I took a picture of the Woodhaven Boulevard subway stop because there's a scene in the first Spider-Man movie where, you know, Peter's trying to get on the school bus. He's like, hey, stop the bus!
Yeah.
And then Mary Jane
says,
hey, stop the bus. He's been chasing us since Woodhaven Boulevard. So, like, I was thinking, what if we do, like, a tour of just, like, all of the New York City locations mentioned in Spider-Man? That'd be really fun for everyone, right?
You know what? This is the part where they mentioned this in the Spider-Man film.
Because, like, I know the building that they used, like, for the exterior shots of Oscorp, like, you know.
That actually would be kind of cool.
Yeah. I know a lot about Spider-Man.
You know what? I actually think you'd get some nerds to be diggity down with that.
Right?
Yeah, they'd pay you money.
I don't want to infringe on any copyright, so it'll probably just be an Instagram page.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Places from Spider-Man.
Places from Spider-Man. This is the building that they used for Oscorp.
This is the building.
Recognize it?
This is Times Square. This is where they shot all the scenes that took place in Times Square.
You should get Big Time Tony to do it with you.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who it is?
No.
I'll show you who
it is. Okay, we'll talk about this later. But meanwhile, Luke is back. He's at church praying the same way, you know.
Which
Topher
is a
Grace
fucking
was.
Thing. I made a little joke. There really needs to be a separation of church and batch,
yeah.
Like, in this fucking show. It's not good. I don't need this. I don't fucking need this.
Yeah. It was weird. But now it's time for the cocktail party. The cocktail party of madness. Where just everything... We can just summarize it really quickly and just say everything was bad.
Yeah, do you want to actually hear me summarize this?
Yeah, go ahead. Everything was bad. It, like, multiple times, like, Hannah, like, intervenes of, like, stop this.
Stop arguing. Shut up. Stop
arguing.
Shut up.
And she even brings up, none of you guys, like, know me or talk to me or shit. You're all trying to marry me. Like.
I want
to
call a little bullshit on the nobody, like, you don't talk to me shit. The one little thing I had a problem with. Mike literally told you
Mike has done that. Mike has done some stuff. But to be fair, I don't think Hannah's shared a lot about her life
yet. I'm saying that's on her. Because
that's
Mike has clearly come and shared big things in his life. Yeah.
But there's also just
even Connor did a little
The amount of time that this show has dedicated to useless drama between Luke P and just other people. And honestly, since the beginning, since Scott got sent home night one, this season has dedicated so much more time to drama.
Do you remember
when I mentioned that?
Remember I said we're not seeing enough interaction.
We're not seeing Hannah interacting with the boys. We're not seeing. There's not a lot of like big conversations happening on group dates and one-on-ones because it's all taken up by this ridiculous drama.
Yeah.
And I think it actually really has put the rest of the season is going to be sort of a challenge. And I actually saw something today
it's going to be a fucking hustle to get to the end now.
I saw something from Chris Harrison
today. We lost on half a fucking episode.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in a second. Like, Chris Harrison actually tweeted something today that really makes me think about, like, what is the future of this season going to look like? Very good.
It won't. Well, hopefully it looks good.
Yeah. He tweeted, where is it? Yeah. Chris Harrison said, we just can't get any traction this season. Even Chris Harrison admits, like, this is not normal how this season is going. Like, this shouldn't be happening like this.
Yeah.
Why
is this happening? Is this real life?
And he even said that Chris Harris has also said that Luke P may be one of the worst villains
we've ever had
on this show.
Destroying the show.
Yeah.
It is ruining this fucking show.
It is ruining the season. A season that started pretty strong.
I was real about Hannah, and Hannah is just really killing me.
Yeah. So we go
all I'm saying is, look, I understand that sometimes we try to look past red flags. And I'm trying to be human here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make goofs. Sometimes we look past people's flaws because we see something deeper in them, and that's okay. But sometimes when there's just red flag after red flag after red flag, you have to fucking say to yourself, there's a reason.
Yeah.
This person has to be wrong.
Yep.
For me. If I'm having more fun when they're not around, if the majority of people don't like this person, why is that the case? Stop thinking about like how much you want to make out with him for a minute.
Yeah.
And think, like, really think, is this worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it to put myself through this bullshit?
Because from a viewer's perspective, no.
Through a viewer's perspective, you're torturing yourself.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm so upset is because I like Hannah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see this happen to her.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see this bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
No.
It's not good at all. All this confirms to me that Luke P sucks. Luke P fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And he's a bad person. I don't care what anyone says from his fucking childhood. He's shitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Just needed to get that out of there. I need to get that out of my system. I'm going to have a lot more anger coming up in a minute.
All right. So,
sorry.
We go now from like this cocktail party of insanity. There's a lot of emotional breakdowns.
There's one fucking talk. It's between Garrett and her.
Yeah.
And Garrett just like asks her a question like, did Luke P like do what he asked? Because Garrett was like, hey man, just don't talk about us on your date. And he ended up talking about them on their date a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he says he didn't. And then Garrett's like, well, why'd you do it? And then Dylan and fucking Devin are like, what the fuck? And then he's like, I didn't do that. I just did this. I just did that. He's throwing excuses everywhere. And they're getting aggro. And it's just back and forth. And she's interrupting and being angry. And then yelling at them. And then she's crying. And, oh, Jesus.
But she's
crying.
And who comes to comfort her? It's Dad.
Thank God it's Dad.
It's Chris Harrison. He's got a very fatherly embrace for Hannah, just saying, hey, it's going to be okay.
I want to give Chris Harrison a lot of credit.
Yeah.
He gives her a very PC, very kind,
very respectful,
but very respectful hug.
Yeah.
hands are very at the top, very visible.
Yep.
Not gripping tightly, but just like showing that he's there for her and he cares, but not giving off any sort of like, that's a little, you know. He's being very professional, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Time for a rose ceremony. Is there anything else in this cocktail party, or can we just get to the rose ceremony?
Let's get to the fucking rose ceremony.
So we get to the rose ceremony, and
I also want to mention this took an hour.
Yes. From the point of the from the beginning of the episode until the end of this rose ceremony, it was 9 o'clock when this rose ceremony ended.
Yeah.
In 17 seconds.
So I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, sorry, Sarah, suck it. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, we'll have half of a couple, we'll have one date maybe, and then we'll get to the other two dates, I guess.
We lost some boys. Garrett, we lost Garrett. Didn't we lose Garrett?
No, Garrett stayed.
Kevin, we lost Kevin. Sorry, they're
interchangeable. We lost Kevin and Devin. And one other.
Some other one. Luke P gets to stay.
Because of course he fucking does.
And then Hannah says, let's leave Scotland and go somewhere else. Latvia!
Porzingis!
I don't understand that reference.
Basketball player from Latvia.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I know. It's only cool for me.
Yeah. They go to Latvia, and Hannah's, like, sitting with Chris Harrison.
Do you know how long they're in? They show the boys going, Latvia! And they're drinking.
Yep.
And then it's a cut to Dad and Hannah.
Well, it cuts to Dad and Hannah in, like, a coffee shop together.
Yeah, drinking talking like about, tea.
And she even says, like, I wish I could just have a cocktail party that goes okay.
Us too.
Yeah, us too, Hannah. And then
so do we.
And at this point, let's be honest, the episode basically ends.
Because Chris is like, how are you feeling? Like, do you want to continue? And they're like, end of episode!
Does Hannah want to continue? Find out next week on The Bachelorette. Here's an hour of other stuff now.
Okay. So then what this fucking show does, it then cuts back to the show. They're back at Bachelor Mansion, and Chris Harrison is in front of Bachelor Mansion. And he's going, wow, can you believe Hannah was feeling that way? I can't. We should talk about it to her right now. So basically what the show fucking did, they realized they needed to fill a fucking hour of television.
A full hour!
They needed to fill a full hour! A full hour!
A full hour!
They needed to fill a full fucking hour of television. So what they did was, after this fucking show ends, they brought her back to the goddamn mansion and had Chris Harrison interview her as if it was this moment in this fucking show. So she's talking about things that have already happened, but talking about them in the current tense and time frame.
I described as, you know how like...
It is the before the after, but after the final rose.
It's like in anime, when you know how they always have an episode in anime that recaps the last, like, like from the beginning till now?
Yes.
It's like they did that.
They did a fucking clip show.
Yeah.
They did an hour
they
of
did it,
fucking
they,
clips.
They did an Ember Island Players. Like, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Are you fucking kidding me? You made me sit through this bullshit? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck you, Bachelorette. This is the most ridiculous shit I have ever seen in my goddamn life. I sat through a fucking hour of you talking about shit that's already happened. Some of the shit we just watched 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding? I've never felt so goddamn angry.
Yeah.
Just like, how could you fucking be like, we're gonna put this show on this week and not expect every single person to just hate it? How could you? Oh my god. I had to watch dumb clips. Oh, and then guess what they also decided to do? This is the perfect time for bloopers.
Oh, yeah, they had some bloopers.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, more. They confirm more people for Paradise.
Great. Who's,
like just now.
Who's confirmed?
It looks like... Sydney?
Who's Sydney?
She was on Colton season.
Thank you, that's right.
A lot of people, wow. Wow! Derek? Hannah G? Kaylin?
We knew Hannah G was probably going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also Kaylin, JPJ.
They let Kaylin on the show?
Yeah. It looks like Annalise is coming back, too.
Oh, poor her.
There's a lot. We'll watch this later. We'll talk about we'll do this when the episode's done. Because the episode's basically done.
I needed that.
No, you did.
I've been so fucking angry.
Yeah. It was bad what they did to us tonight.
And then you know what they have the fucking audacity to do? To ruin the entire fucking season.
Oh, yeah.
Then they go, see what happens coming up. And the clips, like the coming up clips, basically give you the entire timeline of how shit happens and how it resolves.
Yep.
There's no... I can tell you everything that fucking happens in the show now.
Yeah. They kind of ruined the rest of the season. Are we still going to watch it?
Absolutely. Yeah. But you've literally ruined the entire season with this shit.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. All of you.
Chris Harrison deserves better than this. You want to do play of the game?
There's no play of the game.
Okay.
What happened that I'm that we're happy?
Well, we got the previous episode from last week.
Fair.
There's a play of the
there's
game.
There's a play of the game in
probably.
There.
Probably. Play the music. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
My play of the game this week and last week goes to the censorship department.
Fuck, that's exactly what I was going to pick.
for being in charge of making sure I didn't...
All the dinguses.
Didn't see any...
any twigs and berries.
Any dingoes or...
Any dingoes. Cock and balls.
Or testicles.
Penile glands.
Didn't see any of that. Thank you. Thank you to you guys in the editing bay. You work real hard. Don't get enough recognition. Play the game.
We think we just play the game. We wanted you to know that the final bros tonight. I didn't say the other garbage show. The final bros tonight.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you, and you're loved, and you're appreciated.
Yeah.
All right. My play of the game. My play of the game is gonna go to, Tyler C.
Okay.
Because he is the only boy to actually land the axe throw during the actual competition.
Yes. Okay.
He actually landed one.
A skill-based play. Great.
I was like, damn, son. Way to put it forward right when you needed to.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah. So, you know, we could also just throw this in there. Usually at this point in the season, we talk about how we feel about the boys remaining, about how we feel about Hannah, how we feel about the season. We don't need to do that this season, I think.
Because I think we talked about how we feel about the season today.
We talked about it a lot today. That was kind of the whole back half of the episode.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that sitting for a while, and I think we should just wrap this up in a bow and throw it into a volcano.
Just chug it and never speak of it.
Yeah. So guys, thank you for listening to the Final Bros tonight. We're available on whatever podcast platforms. Listen to us. Tell your friends.
Tell them not to listen to this episode.
Yeah, tell them not this one. We'll do better next week. Assuming Hannah.
We did great.
We did great this week. Hannah will do better next week, I hope.
Thank you. Because I think we came in with just phenomenal energy.
Yep.
And they came in like with bullshit.
Yeah, it was nonsense.
Because you're great. I don't want you to fucking forget that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're great too.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah. Social media, follow us, whatever. You can just listen to other episodes to get our fucking shit.
Just fucking listen.
Just, Alan, do you want to close this out for once?
This has been the Final Bros Tonight.
I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss. Take a minute and say your goodbyes.
Solid. Great job.
Thank you. I felt like I really had it. Okay, so wait. We're going to White Run?
Yeah, I'm just going.
Nice. All right. Oh, young nasty man out in the middle of this fucking ocean. Yo, go kill something.
Well, I'm all the way on the ocean right now.
What spells are you shooting right now?
One of them is a drain life thing, and the other
one is... That's sick. Are you a magic boy?
Vampires can do too. They can do magic, and they can also attack you.
No, I mean, but like, are you just like...